This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kenny, hello. Cavs win again. Another victory. Ho hum. Didn't play their best, but here we go again. How you doing, buddy?
I've been better.
You know, it's interesting. We had Tim from our sister station as I was walking in, and he goes, "Hey, big win. And he said over the Bulls, you know, for him, I'm sure all the teams are the same. As a casual sports fan. I'm like, I didn't even bother correcting him either. Do you even bother? I didn't.
How
I'm like, who
guys,
cares? Doesn't matter.
How many guys are out there? Not guys who are listening to this right now at 6 a.m. How many guys are out there? It's just a cursory, like they're watching it or they're paying attention to it just for something to say at work.
How many? Oh, that's a good point.
How many?
Because there's no doubt, like, the city has come alive with this,
yeah,
with this insane record. I mean, I told you before the show, at 52-10, and that's what I told Tim out
that
there.
Frog went away.
It's gone, Tim.
At 52-10,
get out
yeah,
of here.
52. Like that record doesn't even make sense. And I told you, Ken, I'm like, we will never have a record like this the rest of our lives. This is the best it's going to ever be.
That was sobering
for a regular season.
Yeah, that was sobering.
Well, it's meant to give this team that kind of praise. Like, this will never be duplicated. Like, they could be better in terms of championship teams. They might have, who knows, they might swing trades over the next 3 years to have more superstars, maybe the cap change. I don't know. They will never have a record like this after 62 games, 52-10. It's just not the way the league works. You know, all these guys would be older and they would have done it already. You know, like when Golden State won 72 games, they went and got Kevin Durant. They were a better team. Were they going to win more than 72 games?
No. I've ran out of platitudes.
I have too
to say. And I told you yesterday at the beginning of the show, like, you brought up Darius Garland, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's one of the players I brought up before.
Yes. Well, you shut up.
Chetty Osman. I've brought up him in a while.
We're not moving past this.
Yeah, power rank the players.
Top Cav players you've brought up before.
I have brought up Cedric Henderson. It's been a while, but I brought him up. Chris Mills.
Yes. Wesley Person.
And I was going to say Chris Mim, but
I can do a hell of a John Lucas impression right now.
Yes, you could. You are doing John Lucas.
Kind of sound like JB, too.
You're not bitching enough.
I'm so mad.
You're not complaining at the
officials. I should start bitching like him. Do you think I got it because of what I had to deal with on Sunday afternoon?
No, I had a different reason why.
What was it?
Because we got a little loose at the end of the show yesterday, and then you were screaming at the top of your lungs, one of the greatest Bobby Knight impressions ever.
That might have something to do with it, but I told you.
I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired of an 8-10 record.
That's what I sounded like yesterday.
I'm sick and tired of losing to Purdue.
That's what I sounded like.
I'm around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. Because if we don't go up there and play next Monday night, you ain't going to believe the next four days. Now, you better get your head out of your ass.
Oh, no, that's why?
And I think that's what did it. But I still think it's worth it.
But my voice was rough a little, like my throat was rough yesterday. And so I'm thinking that it happened because of what I had to do on Sunday.
The bathtub experience?
Yes.
What turned into a bathtub experience?
Yes.
Say no more.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to talk about it. Those will violate FCC rules. It's a rite of passage for every father, I think it is, and it finally happened to me. Just toilet situations, and I was like, I'm going to get sick because of this. And here I am. And I get jealous of Lima because Lima gets sick a lot. His voice never goes out. I got the flu.
Except for that time he dropped that barbell on his throat.
Oh, then my voice
did.
That
was the one time. Yeah, I think it made his voice stronger. And after that, I'm telling you, your voice never goes out. Me, gone. Little cough, gone. The flu. Flu shouldn't affect my voice. It really shouldn't. No, I was strangled a month ago.
You should go to the expert.
Last week, Florida, 2 weeks ago, full song, feeling good. Came back and I'm going to get sick. Here we are. Very angry. Go ahead. What should I do?
Well, no, I when I did the barbell thing, I had them with one of the leading experts in the world over there at the clinic. He took a camera, put it right up my nose, like a rubber hose, and went right down my throat.
In your pockets with red hot rockets.
And I was watching the whole thing, and there was really no fix. It was just don't talk for a while. So that was it. That was pretty much it.
Well, how are you going to pull that one off today?
Looks like somebody else is going to have to do the heavy lifting.
A lot
and his name
of Mitch.
Is Lima.
A lot of Mitch.
There we go.
Who had a star-studded day yesterday.
Good for him.
We'll get to that later.
Mitch wants me to tease Love Was in the Air at Rocket Arena last night.
Mmm.
Owen wants you to tease. Owen's going to go lay in Huron if we keep teasing.
For about last night. That's what he wanted me to tease for it. So there we go. They did speak yesterday. You got all that audio? I got it. Yeah. Okay.
Did Mark Jones sound bored to you doing the game? Did you do the national?
Everybody sounded bored.
Yeah, did you do the national broadcast or did you do the local?
I did that one. I listened to both him and John Michael. Mm-hmm. Everyone sounds bored. The Cavs look bored. Mitchell plays board.
And they've won 12
in
a row.
The only thing that wasn't, I think that they were so thrilled that Kevin Love was back because they had something different to talk about. And it was like, okay. And he says he wants to go into the Hall of Fame as a Cavalier. Now, I don't know if you can do that. Mitch is like striding about, like, I don't know. We're like, Mitch, we talked about it yesterday. We're good, buddy. Well, yeah, we know. They go in as a player of a team in baseball. They really... Football is cloudy because you don't really go in as a member of a team, but somebody has to throw your events in Canton. So, like, when we were talking about Miles, it's like, well, if Miles ends up winning a Super Bowl with somebody, like, if Saquon Barkley goes to the Hall of Fame, I imagine the Eagles are going to throw all his stuff. Won a Super Bowl with him.
They don't get joint custody?
You going to split that bill? Down the
Look,
side.
Buddy, you're talking to the show's foremost expert on having to split things with people
yeah,
that are
true.
No longer.
That's true. That are no longer on real big speaking terms. That's a good point.
Is Kevin Love being kind of presumptuous here? How did the Hall of Fame stuff come up?
Hall of Fame.
Well, it was his first time back. He's been gone for two seasons, but it was his first time.
Yeah, but who mentioned back. The Hall of Fame first?
Well, let's go down this line here. Okay. Here is the crowd yesterday with the introduction of Kevin Love. Audio courtesy of the Cavs.
Please welcome back to Rocket Arena, 2016 NBA champion from UCLA, Kevin Love!
That was a nice ovation.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. Then Angel Gray, formerly with the Cavs broadcast, now with ESPN, had this creamy nougat to say.
I have more on Kevin Love, and he told me earlier today that this was a very emotional day for him. Last night he came in to shoot. He was looking at the banners. He said, it's hard for me to think about, you know, not being here in this jersey. But he also talked about that brotherhood, Richard, and he mentioned the text chain that you guys have as well. And he said, if I am inducted into the Hall of Fame, I want to go in as a Cavalier. But I remember also the year of 2020 when the season had ended, and there were a lot of people in this building that lost their jobs and weren't able to pay for a lot of their utilities. Kevin Love gave them a monetary gift. He said, these people we see every single day, the staff, the security, everyone in the back in the hallways, their family. And that just goes to not just the brotherhood, but the family that it felt like here in Cleveland for Kevin.
That was a nice thing to say. It wasn't wasn't always peaches and ice cream. Now, I remember the whole Toronto incident that several people in my mentions wanted to throw that in his face, which I did for a while when he was still here. I will admit I was very upset about that. But, yeah, it's water under the bridge now. No big deal.
It's hard to believe that he was here nine years.
Did you guys talk about the rumors that were being espoused that they were really kind of on the door down there, like, hey, you guys are getting rid of Jimmy Butler. Like, this is it. We want to talk about a buyout here for Kevin.
Oh,
like the Cavs were talking about possibly bringing him back.
I was hearing
rumors about that.
I hadn't seen much about that at all.
It's weird for me to hear something about basketball. It's very weird for me to hear, really, in life in general. I mean, everybody tells you everything. It's weird for me to hear anything and you not to hear it at all. So I'm surprised you didn't hear it. That makes me wonder if it actually happened. Because I heard it from two different people. That there were some, like, hey, can we work something out and bring him back and get him for the stretch run since you guys are waving bye-bye for the season?
Yeah, I mean, there have been a ton of just anybody with size whatsoever. But, you know, I think there was just some concern that the Cavs needed a backup big, but, you know, they essentially addressed it. So now I think that's their roster looks pretty damn set.
Yeah, it does.
You know, for this playoff.
Yeah, it does. You run out of good things to say. And yesterday I got a little bit worried. Well, last night I got a little bit worried because I saw your post about Darius Garland. Because when they're so good, when things are going well, they just assume they're going to go well. And one wants to talk about anything negative. We brought that up yesterday morning at 6. And when you have to actually address something, it's almost like I wish. It's like, well, I didn't bring it up. Kenny Atkinson brought it up, talking about beginning of the game struggles. I didn't bring it up. Maybe Darius brought it up because you mentioned Darius has had a little bit of a rough month here.
Yes. Yeah. In the last 7 games, his numbers have actually not just gone down, they've plummeted. And a lot of it seemed to coincide with that hip situation, but his last 7 games, he's only shooting 33% from the field and 34 from three.
Yeah.
Which is crazy bad from where he was. He was the best shooter in the NBA. Like, we were comparing him favorably to Steph Curry, and his numbers have just gone down and have sunk fast, and it's leading some people just to wonder, how is Kenny Atkinson going to manage the rest from here on out? How is he going to deal with, because the wins don't matter now, except for, unless you're thinking one seed in the NBA Finals, but normally teams don't really chase that.
Yeah,
because you just never know if you're going to get there.
Well, yeah, because it's like, hey, we can go for broke and go for the one seed in the NBA Finals, and am I penning in Oklahoma City? I don't think I am, I?
No. Not anymore.
No. And the Lakers, they're looking good. They've won 7 in a row. They're not going to catch you. So I don't think that's necessary. You're 8 games up on the Celtics. It would take, honestly, it would take a serious injury and a terrible collapse for you to lose that to Boston. So, yeah, I think that rest is the conversation. I know that we've talked about Jared Allen. I know that I was listening to Justin and Carter of the Chase down there. Like, man, he really wants to play in all 82, and it's a big deal. It's like, well, we want to make sure everybody's ready for the stretch run. That's what matters.
So that's one of those weird ones.
Like my voice, I got to get ready for pre-draft shows.
That's
why I can stick my hands in toilets.
I'm going to make a dangerous comparison, a very dangerous comparison, with the Cavs. And Owen, he is going to jump into action here when I say this. Every week we watched Kansas City, and you could pinpoint flaws with Kansas City every single week this year, almost. I mean, when they played the Browns, I came on, I'm like, are we sure Kansas City's even good? Now, of course, Kansas City still gets to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, they were really good. But they weren't really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
And there was evidence of it each and every week.
Yeah.
In the NBA, it's different because guys have down 2-week stretches. That doesn't mean it's the end of the world. For Darius now, it's not just the 7 games. You know, I told you, like, think about what he did – the month of January. Month of January averaged 25 points a game on 52% from the field, 42% from three. He's gone from that, 25 a game, to since February, since the start of February, he's averaging 17 a game. Yeah. That is a significant drop-off. And
it is. It is.
43% from the field. Like, these numbers have taken a kind of last year Darius Garland dip.
So do you think he's playing through a bit of a
That's what I wonder.
Injury.
That's just what I wonder. Maybe the one thing I think we know
the vibes
about Darius
are great right now, yeah.
If he, well, they're winning, so yeah. No one even recognizes. I think most people, if I'm telling you those numbers, they're like, all right, I knew he was missing more shots.
We're 12 in a row now, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But that it's the same thing with Kansas City. Like, you could just say every week, yeah, Kansas City's gonna be fine. They got Patrick Mahomes. They're gonna, and I could say Cavs will be fine. They got Donovan Mitchell. They've got an amazing team. We can debate whether they're sexy or not, but they're an amazing team.
I would say the only difference is, and it's a different sport, so it's harder for the NFL to do it, but there's only one guy that could take over a game for the Chiefs, right? The Cavs have options.
Yes, they do.
Other guys can have down days. If Patrick Mahomes has a down day for the Chiefs, they're screwed.
Well, you're dead-ass about that. That's a great point.
But maybe you could say,
if the line has a down day, they're screwed.
But maybe you could say, like, Patrick Mahomes' numbers were down all year. Should it have been that shocking that he could struggle?
No, because what Owen brings up here, that's a salient point. Because in the Super Bowl, it's like, well, that defense is the real deal. And all of a sudden, there's some exposure there in that Super Bowl. Okay, well, in a 7-game series against Boston, or credit where it's due, Oklahoma City or Los Angeles, you know what? And I think we're underrating Denver here a bit. You would need Darius Garland to step it up a little bit. He can have an off night, and he can have an off stretch, and you'll be able to beat Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, Detroit. But the other top teams, I think that's exactly the best point I've heard already. Because you're going to need, like, Mahomes is Mahomes, Donovan is Donovan. They're the leaders of their teams. You're going to need other guys to step up, and Darius is going to have to step up a little bit more.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
And that is a wine and gold victory last night, 112-107 over the Miami Heat. That not only extends the Cavs' record to 12 wins.
Thanks a lot, Mitch.
12 straight.
It also clinches the playoff spot.
Yeah. And we are going to the playoffs. Strike up the damn music, Owen. Where have you been all morning? Let's go.
It's not his fault.
Well, we started the show with this song.
Okay. Well, I put the headphones out a little late, as I usually do.
You guys sound more excited than Donovan Mitchell has been in the last couple of months at this point.
You know, you just called Donovan Mitchell a has-been?
Well,
I didn't say I said he hasn't been excited about the Cavaliers.
Wow.
Just making the playoffs.
Set on you. Unbelievable.
Sad sack Donovan Mitchell. Never excited.
Sad sack Mitch Spinell.
Look, Donovan has not been, like, overly excited about the Cavs just making the playoffs this year. He wants the NBA championship. And part of that, the Cavs' path this season, is their success in the fourth quarter. And last night, they only gave up 2 points in the final 4 minutes. And Mitchell talked about what makes the Cavs so successful in the final periods lately.
It just shows the level that we can get to. We've done it where we've played poorly for 3 quarters and done well. We've played great for 3 quarters and then took it to another level. We've shown that we can do it in, you know, different instances. We've shown that we can do it whether guys are in the lineup, out the lineup, shooting well, playing but poorly. And that's the ultimate test.
Donovan has been such a cool customer. Mitch, can I say that?
Yes, that's what I was going for.
By the way, Max Strus was the difference in the fourth quarter yesterday.
That's not what I'm going to secretly post on Reddit later about it.
Max Strus came in, and good things were happening there in the fourth. Boom, I said something good about Max Strus.
There you go.
He came in.
Record that.
Not only did he hit a couple threes off some good ball movement, and boy, the Cavs, Atkinson had some great zone beaters yesterday. They went and posted DeAndre Hunter at the wing, and he was able to get these passes in. Defense totally collapsed. Pitch back out.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did a really good job there. And then defensively, they did get those stops. Miami, once you had anybody doing a solid job at all on Duncan Robinson, that was it. I mean, that was it. You're basically playing what felt like their JV team, with the exception of Bam. Bam was sensational. That was like mano a mano against
still
Mobley.
Still a great player, and he always has done well against Evan. But he's always done well against the Cavs.
Yeah, he's not afraid of Evan at all. And, you know, Evan's done such a great job and has kind of vaulted, I think, to the number one spot for Defensive Player of the Year. You wouldn't have known it if you watched just last night, because Bam was taking it to him.
That was
impressive.
I will say, on the turnover he had near the end of the game, you saw Strus kind of go like, yeah, after he made that
he was
stop.
Pumped.
And it was like, the ball slipped out of his hand, my guy.
Hey, who cares?
That's true.
Who cares? That pressure, I'm giving Max Strus the credit for making him his ex-teammate. Maybe scared him a little bit. Maybe he sped up Bam a little bit.
Never heard you call anybody my guy in casual conversation.
Oh, I say it all the time.
Oh, you do?
I do.
I think that's their generation thing.
All right, that's interesting.
You know what? I get that a lot on social media from younger guys who are coming after me. It's condescending.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's condescending.
I never go condescending with that.
Learn ball, my guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to learn some ball.
It's a bit of a plague.
I love
online.
That when I get that on football.
Learn
stuff.
Ball.
And I go, oh, really? Flip right. Double X. God.
Don't do it. You're going to lose your voice even more.
I wanted to.
You did Bob Knight yesterday, and then after the show, you were doing John Gruden, too.
Flip right. X Jet. 36 Connor. Naked Waggle at 7. X Quarter on 1. Ready, effing break. It's my favorite. I love long play calls.
By the way, I want to know from any of our listeners, did anybody wager on a Terry Rozier prop bet last night? Let's be honest here.
No.
If you're still picking
you shouldn't have.
The over on anything Terry Rozier, you should be investigated, not Terry Rozier. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
That is on you, my guy.
Yeah,
That's on you.
I look at the same people like, Oh, really? The Hawk Tua girl? You got taken for all your money there on that, allegedly. Really? Okay. It's kind of on you, ain't it? And if you're still
Terry Rozier.
If you're still putting it down on Terry Rozier props, kind of on you, bud.
Holy cow. Terry Rozier. What a fall from grace. Last night, by the way, local kid. I watched him play high school ball.
Well, it's so surprising because he's always done well.
He has.
Against us.
3 of 14. Three of 14 for the field. 1 of 8 from 3-point. From behind the 3-point mark.
Someone from Struthers was like, hey, man, I need you to hit that under, my guy. Allegedly.
Let me see those kneecaps, my guy. His 3-point shooting percentage is 29%. He normally was in the range of like 37, 38. He's down to 29. 39% for the field. It's an all-time bad year.
Terry, answer the phone. I'm calling you from Midlothian, my guy. Gonna need you to hit the under here. I got you.
All right, can I bring up another local kid after Terry Rozier? Travis Kelce yesterday on the New Heights podcast.
What's he
confirming
doing?
That he is coming back for another season with the Kansas City Chiefs, trying to finish the job. This is Kelce yesterday on the pod.
The biggest thing is that I love playing the game of football.
That's a good reason.
I love playing. I still feel like I could play it at a high level and possibly at a higher level than I did last year. I don't think it was my best outing. I let my guys down in a lot more moments than I helped them. Last year, it didn't end well for us. And I feel like there's a responsibility in me to play out the contract that I initially signed, to give Kansas City and the Chiefs organization everything that I got. And that's what I'm going to do, man.
Owen, are you a little surprised?
Well, Travis is my guy.
Yes. But you gave a great theory about why the Super Bowl was going to be his last game.
Yeah. After I listened to the whole podcast yesterday, and he actually brought up when Jason went to retire, he goes, he didn't take my advice, which is basically he says there, you know, if you still love playing football, then play football. But I'm a little surprised. I wasn't, after watching his reactions during the Super Bowl, I'm like, oh, he's coming back. He looked a little too pissed off to let that one be the last taste. Knowing how competitive he is, let that one be the last taste that he had in the NFL.
I'll tell you this, as I've got older, and I know it wasn't a great year for him this last year, but as I've gotten older, I've come to respect the guys that seem to hold on a little bit too long way more than I ever did. Because it's like, hey, once that door's closed, that's it. That's it.
I mean, I know you're like, you weren't intentionally teasing ahead to a story that we have, but I mean, we got a Browns player that's coming back again.
Yeah. Like I looked at Joe and I'm like, man, Joe got every single bit out of his athletic career that he could possibly get. And like, remember we had Rusty Wallace on and he was like, I retired way too soon. He's like, I would have loved to have held on and been with some team and ran around for 20th. I got out way too soon. It's like, well, yeah, hold on. Keep going. Keep doing it.
We'll get to the Betonio stuff here in just a little bit. In the meantime, I want to bring up some high school basketball stuff from last night. We had a holy war in the regional semifinals in Division I, and defending state champ St. Ignatius taking down St. Ed 73-49. So Ignatius will move on to Saturday's regional final, where they'll take on the Bulldogs of Canton McKinley High School. And that is at my alma mater, Kent State. I am going down for that one.
You know, Perry, my Perry, is in the Sweet 16 for the first time in like 34 years. That game's tonight at the Jar. I forget who they're playing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the boys get college venues.
Yeah.
Girls are getting high school venues.
Yeah.
For their state semis.
I don't necessarily like that.
No. I'm a big fan of the...
We're going to the Civic Center.
The Civic Center.
The Civic Center, yeah.
I have been to so many normally regional semis, regional finals, both boys and girls over there. It's storied grounds for that. I think it's just very disappointing. They went to seven state championships now for basketball. Always was four. So the schedule's totally different than it ever has been. Yeah. I mean, they've got a Sunday regional final for the boys. Excuse me, state semifinal for the boys coming up like next week. The girls, there's some weird layoffs in between games. It's definitely a very different schedule this year.
Panthers are playing Harding tonight, and that's it for about
last night. Warren G. Harding?
Yes, I believe.
Oh, nice. Home of Paul Warfield.
Yes.
The Maurice Raiders. Claret. Nicely done. All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Daryl, went to JFK.
Tune in to the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima with special guest from 6 to 10, RFK Jr.
Thanks a lot. He's a coming in hotline. RFK Jr. would be disgusted at how I
Lima
look.
Had a great suggestion.
Yeah, well, we're getting some people that were sending them in on social media, the phrases they can't stand. Maybe you have a young coworker like a Mitch who says things like, my guy.
What about when they say booty cheeks?
You know what? I have heard that on the afternoon show.
We're calling them all out here.
If there is a phrase.
The get phrase it in. That pays.
Yeah, get it in. Coming in hotline.
The main thing.
That's another one. That's a great one.
So I didn't have this on my bingo card.
Go to the... Oh, God, I hate that one. God, I hate that.
Send them in there. We'll play some of them.
I didn't have Ken having to stick his whole hand down a toilet bowl on Sunday on my Big Day 25. All right, we got it.
I always love the... hey, wait a second. I was told there'd be no math.
None of you guys are playing bingo. Bingo participation has to be at an all-time low. My mom played bingo. She had this, like, the... The
we had all
things.
The colored, they're called daubers.
Daubers,
Ken.
That's what it is. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
thank
daubers, you. Daubers, you're right.
Well done.
I remember those things. Those are fun.
All the colors, come
used
on.
To, used to smoke the basic 100 full flavors.
Boy, think about it. Think about how there was nothing for people to do back in the day that our parents all dragged us around to bingo.
Oh, yeah.
That is a thing that absolutely happened everywhere, not just for the churches.
Yep.
Some of it was just, hey, we're doing bingo tonight. Because there was no Netflix. Well, there was no NFL on every night of the week.
And it wasn't just that. Like, you remember this. Did your family play cards?
Mm-hmm.
Did they? Oh, man.
The card nights, yes.
Aunt Steph's house and down at Uncle Joe's in Magnolia Township. And you went to card night and you just sat in the living room. And I went and my dad, for everything, you'd think he drank.
The same childhood.
Yeah, you'd think dad drank. Dad does not drink. My dad doesn't drink. He's had like a couple of drinks ever since. In 38 years, I've known him. But you're getting people beers. That's where I learned to pour whiskey. You're getting people cigarettes out of their car.
The cigarettes.
You're answering the phone.
The stench.
I learned how to light cigarettes.
And it was for them, it was gin rummy. It was a lot of gin rummy for them.
You know what? I don't even remember the games that they were playing. I was just happy to be at the table. And that's how I learned a lot of the adult jokes, because I was easily I was an only child, and I was easily the youngest kid in there. And that's how you learn adult jokes, because I had a bunch of older cousins, and then I had all the adults. I didn't have anybody my age. So I'm watching baseball. That's how I saw the OJ chase over at Aunt Steph's house, Canton, Ohio, right there on Tusk. Whole family's there. They're playing cards. And I remember I was like watching like Alvaro Espinosa, I think it was, rounding third. And he was like rounding third getting ready to score. And they cut into coverage. They're like, whoa, we got something going on here. I was like, what? What is this? And they all came in and it was on.
It's just eerie how many similarities there are between us for our youth.
Yeah, it is. And here we are. There's a lot of things that are similar, my friend. All right, Dan Dock at 8 o'clock. Guys, I don't want to... This is not the very best bedside manner. I'm usually nicer to you than Lima is. You ain't getting DK Metcalf. You're not getting Joey Bosa. I'm seeing people tweeting at me, go, Ken, it's time to bring Joey Bosa home. He's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He played at Ohio State. We're done. I'd be shocked. I don't even think I'd be pleasantly shocked. I'd just go, what are you doing? If you win, you got DK Metcalf, or you win, you got Joey Bosa. I don't think Joey Bosa's keeping Myles Garrett happy. I don't. Is DK Metcalf keeping him happy? Who's going to throw to DK Metcalf right now? And I saw the story where Mary Kay, and she'll join us at 9 o'clock this morning. Hey, the Browns might be in on this whole Gardner Minshew thing, and people were going, oh, God. And I came to a realization yesterday, and you're going to notice this too. When you bring up Daniel Jones, I poo-poo it. I can't deal with Daniel Jones. And I'm like, guys, I can't dump on every quarterback that's out there, because that's where we're at right now.
You could try.
That's where
I definitely heard people try.
It is a realization of our situation. Like, there are things that, I'll never do this. Well, if you find yourself in certain situations, you may have to do that. That's why it's like, hey, if things are going really good in life, don't act like you're above anybody, and don't act like you're above a certain level of living, because you might be in that certain level of living. So don't act like you're above a thrift store, because you're not. And here we are in free agency. And guys, it's time to get out of Bloomingdale's. It's time to get out of Neiman Marcus. You know these stores better than I do. Saks. You've gone to Saks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking more Goodwill. I'm thinking more Salvation Army. I'm thinking more Gardner Minshew.
It's a little depressing.
Sorry,
right now,
guys, but that's the truth.
I told Ken before the show, it's been a while since I've been this excited about having a number two overall pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think the last few years I've been traveling or doing something else during the week of the draft or whatever. Well, now I'm going to be dialed in.
We're back to the old days.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to be dialed in the entire draft.
Before, I remember, I would watch the beginning. It was this different level of free agency when the station first started, and NFL Network, the clock has officially begun and it's free agency. And I'll never forget, I was getting ready to come in and do the night show, and Mario Manningham's like, nobody wants to go to Cleveland. No one's going to Cleveland. And he was an active player.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, and I'm like, that's, and you reminded me of that this morning, because we're back to where it was. We're excited about the draft. Nice high draft picks. We ain't getting these guys in free agency.
That was another Warren G. Harding.
We're not trading for it. That's another. We got three Harding references today. I'm going to make a reference to the president later on. So we got this spot now where we're back to where we were. We're excited about high draft picks, and I don't anticipate us to be extremely interested in free agency. I know that goes against everything where they're trying to compete. They say they're trying to compete. I just don't know what you have to spend with.
That's what I'm saying, Ken.
And when it comes to trades, are you going to be able to trade for DK Metcalf? Is that something that makes prudent sense to the Cleveland Browns? Do we have to trade for every wide receiver?
I don't know. This is weird to say.
Can we not draft one wide receiver that ends up being okay?
I don't know how to go about free agency as a Browns fan right now. In the past, it's like, well, we're in our Super Bowl window. We will spare no expense. We'll have the advantage of the Haslams and the way we manipulate the salary cap. And we've got, remember, going into last year, I remember Daryl, of all people, right? Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, coming on our shows
King negative.
And saying, we don't have any weak spots. Like, we don't, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for some of these draft picks to win jobs because we've got so much talent.
That's
and
right.
Now, a year later, this is how quickly it happens, with the snap of a finger. I don't know how aggressive we need to be in free agency at all, because I don't know if we're really in any kind of a window.
Someday we'll be back in the playoffs. I hope it's not as long as a drought as it was, you know, between the first time and the second time when Jim was doing the only thing missing is all you. But I think that this is a realization for everybody that it's such a long climb, and then it's a long climb to the penthouse, and then it's a free fall out of it. And I don't even know if we've hit the ground yet when it comes to this. So I hate to tell everybody on their way to work who's trying to go and have a good day. And I hope you guys have a great day on your way to work. And I hope you guys have a great day today. But this whole DK Metcalf stuff, if I end up being wrong, record it, fine. This whole DK Metcalf stuff, this Joey Bosa stuff, no. Myles Garrett doesn't want to be here. You're going to bring Joey Bosa in? Okay.
And get how many games out of him?
Well, he's only played a full season three times. And actually, I think it's only been two, because I think one of those 16-game seasons was a 17-game season. But I have to go back and look. So he might have only played a full season twice. He's 29 years old. That's where we're at right now. Like, Joel Bitonio's coming back. I think Joel Bitonio's coming back for the love of the game. I don't think that changes what I think that they're going to do. Like, does a guard coming back dictate that, okay, is this a tea leaf that we can read that they're going to be this transcendent team? I do believe, I'll tell you this, I do believe if Kevin Stefanski is actually in charge of the offense, you won't be a complete and utter embarrassing disaster on that side of the ball this year. I think, but how far along is that going to take you with the team that you have? Well, if it's Joe Flacco who comes back, according to Adam Schefter and his podcast, maybe that gets you to 6 wins. If it's Joe Flacco plus Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, or you know what? If it's Joe Flacco stays healthy and then, hey, maybe Will Howard shows up and plays well. Maybe Jackson Dart shows up and plays well. Then maybe I got a future there. But that's what I'm anticipating. And if that's what I'm anticipating, DK Metcalf's a no-go, guys. We are window shopping again. Someday we might be back in that market. But right now, yeah, get ready to go shuffle through the $5 bin. For Gardner Minshew, for Joe Flacco. I have to try to avoid Daniel Jones, but if it's Daniel Jones, then I'm going to have to sit there and go, okay, fine, like, this is the situation we're in, and we're going to have to make the best of it. At least the Cavs are 52-10.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, Dan Dockett's going to join us on the show. Well, do you expect us to be active in free agency? And honestly, with the way this all sets up to be this year, I think you have to ask yourself a deeper question. Do you want them to be active in free agency? Because remember, for all these people that you could get, if this doesn't go out your way, you're the one left dealing with this, not Andrew Berry.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.